most likely the ones that want to come to your place are going to succeed. And Coach Broyles taught me that at Pittsburgh State. He always said, hey, they don't want to come, we don't want them at Pittsburgh. We're not going to win with those guys. We want to win with people that want to be here. And I think at the end of the day, that's really what recruiting is all about. Don't talk to me. You want to be one coach. So I think we've tried to really take that model over. And certainly our first recruiting class is one coming in.
Where do you figure out with the fans behind you and everybody behind you?
You know what? The state of Minnesota, the fans, students, they've been great to me. They really have. And, you know, I live right downtown the city, right on the river. Great place. You know, my wife and I are very visible in the community. I walk every 20. Hey, coach, how you doing? You know, what's going on? Hey, you know, we like what we're seeing. And so I think that our state is very hungry for success in a good football program. And that's our job, to give them a program that really resembles the state of Minnesota. And I think that's why we're a good fit, because – you know, I think when we were at Northern Illinois, we recruited that kid that always said had the edge, the hard nose, tough. Coach Novak actually started that at Northern. And I think that's the same thing with Minnesota. That's who we are. And so let's be who we are. So we need to get similar to what we did at Texas Tech. I think our fans, that's what they want. That's what they are, you know, hard nosed, tough people. So, I think we're gathering some momentum. I think that showed from the spring game. I think we had the biggest crowd there since Coach Holtz was there. And that saved something, because Coach Holtz is pretty special.
I'll try this again. I guess, how do you feel about your quarterback situation?
Well, I think, you know, with our situation, it's probably as good as it's been since I've been there. Phillip Nelson, who started for us, at the end of the year, and we pulled the red shirt off of him, did a very good job of getting his feet wet, so to speak. He had a great spring. I think in the spring scrimmage at one time he was 10 for 10. Mitch Leitner, a young man that we redshirted, he was a big, physical, athletic kid that is going to be pushing Phillip. Chris Strebler, who's from this area, is stepped in there, and I think Chris is up like 218 pounds. So we've got some great kids there. I would tell you it's very similar to, again, what we had in Northern Illinois with Chandler Harnish and Jordan Lynch. And, that's been a pretty good combination at that school, and I think we've got a quarterback situation that we feel like is similar.
Coach,
Well, I don't know. I think in Southern Illinois I had a 3-year rollover contract, so we'd better get it done there. Maybe it's the pressure. I don't. Maybe we work better under pressure. And I think that probably the key, to be honest with you, is the 3 recruiting classes. And we've only had 2, so it's a little bit different on this. But I'm cautiously optimistic is that what's been impressive is Rashid and Brock Green, some of these kids at Donnell, the kids that are with us, you have to recruit. When you take a new job, you got to recruit them too. And I think that maybe we've done a little better job of recruiting them, maybe better than we did at some of the other places. So I think those kids have jumped in there with us, and, they want to win. And I think over the past 8-9 months, they're starting to figure out what it takes to win. So we'll see. But, again, young team. I'm excited about running out there with them and watching them play, because I think they're starting to resemble who we want to be.
You mentioned momentum in the program, drawing fans and whatnot. And when Nebraska came to your place a few years ago, there was thousands of Nebraska fans. Have you developed where the program is at the point where it's a tough ticket in town, and what kind of home field advantage do you build at that stadium?
Well, I think we're getting there. I really do. I guess the best example I can give from last year is we beat Syracuse at our place in a non-conference game, but a very good opponent. And we don't win that game without our fans, and it was jam-packed. And so, I think, again, that all comes with the same thing at the other schools I've been to. Winning solves a lot of issues, and I think I would tell you this, is if we get going and get on a roll, we won't have to worry about that, because the state is begging for, you know, a football team that's competing for the Big Ten championship. And I think that when that happens, we won't have to worry about that. But you got to also have some blind faith when you start a job. And I think we've got a lot of people that that are supporting us in a lot of areas, or we wouldn't be able to announce a $190 million project going on if we didn't have a little bit of people that say, hey, we want to get this done. So I think we're on the right track.
Jerry, I'm asking you coaches this question to reflect on your first coaching job. You remember it?
Oh, my first coaching job? Absolutely.
First job, full-time, first job in the business, whatever.
Well, my first full-time coaching job, my wife and I were living in a trailer house in southwest, or Winfield, Kansas. I was working at an all-night grocery store. I was 21, she's 19, we just got married. And I got a call in June from Midwest City High School in Oklahoma, and a buddy of mine that played in secondary, his dad was on the school board, and he said, hey, we've never hired anybody from the state of Kansas to go to Oklahoma, but said, we'll help you out and come down here and be a linebacker coach. And I went to that school, and our quarterback just happened to be Mike Gundy, and the head coach at Oklahoma State. And we won a lot of football games, and I worked under a guy named Dick Evans who taught me a whole lot of football. So, and I was there for one season, and then that's when Coach Franchione gave me a call to come to Pittsburgh State. So kind of unique story, really. Didn't get the job until July, and I took a lot of heat from being from Kansas because I was the only person they'd ever hired from Kansas.
But that was your ticket out of the trailer?
Ticket out of the trailer. Well, yeah, we did. Here's an amazing story about that. We went from a trailer house in Winfield, Kansas, to Midwest City, Oklahoma. Had a nice apartment, no pool, we'd live in a dream. And then some crazy guy named Coach Kill left that job, went and made $10,000 to coach Division II football and go back to the trailer house to get into college football. So
you went back to the trailer house?
Uh-huh. Try to explain. I'm still married to that gal. You need to meet her. That's a pretty good deal.
Can you talk about Minnesota's rivalry with Iowa? You've been through it a couple times now. Your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all, Coach does a great job there, and I have a great deal of respect for him. And the great thing is we got a lot of rivalries in the Big Ten, which is kind of special. And I tell our kids that's like playing bowl games. And we were my first year there. We won in a close game, and our fans just went, you know, crazy, stormed the field. And then this past year, Iowa got us and got us pretty good. But I think it's great for college football. Right there on the border, very close. Their fans are enthusiastic and opinionated, and so are ours. I think Coach and I got great respect for each other. That's what college football has been about, for history. And we've been able to win some, and they have. And it should be, they're at our place this year, so it should be a great game, and it's great for football.